Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you to the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO exclamation point. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, yearly calendar, playing cards, and so much more. Also, I am the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show, spoken word artist and an inspirational and empowerment speaker. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to try everything she says, so don't be afraid to be addicted and like it. She introduces you to your fantasies with the freedom to enjoy. When you are afraid to say it, read it from LSO. She has all the right words when you are tongue-tied, and she has all the right scenes set for you to enjoy. Recipes ready through well-seasoned words to add spice into your love life. You have the liberty to exhibit an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palate, hitting all the right spots. Enjoying the words that are designed to magnetize your inner character while creating the escape to places of pleasures beyond your imagination. There is where you will have peace in the moment for you to enjoy. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination takes you on a flight to your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO promises to never disappoint and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready. Why? Because we have part 2 to the topic, second chances. What is it worth to you? It was so good last week, we didn't get through all the questions. So here we are again today, finishing up the questions. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcome. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions, and remember, a spanking may be necessary. LSO do have paddles and whips in her collection. And they stay ready. I don't know if y'all hear me, but with me hearing myself, it sounds like I'm very hoarse. Let me just let y'all know. I went from work to work out to shower to on the show. So my voice is tired. And I don't know, it's very dry, and I've been drinking water all day. And I even had cranberry juice, but my throat is still dry. You know what? I really need to put on my humidifier. And I turned the air off. I was like thinking maybe it's the air. But, what we're going to call my voice right now is the sexy voice. That's what we're going to do. We're going to call it the sexy voice as opposed to we're calling it scratchy or anything like that. Y'all like that, right? Look, we got to make it work. We got to make it do what it do. Last week we had one of our lawlessers in the group. He came on and participated. He came on as a guest and participated as my co-host. I thought he was going to be on this weekend, but I forgot to ask him if he was going to be on again, but Miss K was supposed to have been back today. I don't know where she is, but of course, the show must go on. Again, the topic is second chances. What is it worth to you? This is part 2. In the group, we had asked, Have you given yourself a second chance? And surprisingly, no one answered that question. And it's kind of like, wow, why have no one answered that particular question? All the other questions they answered, but this particular question no one answered. And it's like, I would say for me, I've forgiven myself plenty times over and over and over again. And it's not because I didn't learn my lesson the first time. It may be because I wanted to try something new, or I didn't want to listen to someone else's opinion, or someone else, you know, may have given me some advice and I didn't want to listen to it. And in some cases where I did not want to listen to other people's advice, that probably was the best advice for me, or best advice for me in that moment. But of course, you know, LSO want to do what LSO wants to do. And that's fine, because sometimes the best lessons learned are the ones that you acquire from experience. So with me, you know, doing something that in the moment I felt was correct or the correct thing to do, and then in hindsight figuring out it wasn't, I had to forgive myself, especially if someone else told me the right way and I decided not to follow. So I've given myself second chances, third chances, fourth chances. Why? Because in and giving myself chances, that allows me to revise my blueprint of my journey. So my throat. So in doing so, I get the chance to set my path on the route that I'm supposed to travel. And, you know, mistakes sometimes open up doors. And they open up doors to better chances, better advances. And it's also a time for you to get to learn from them. Sometimes when you don't correct your mistake, you tend to continue to make that same mistake. And other times you make the mistake, you forgive yourself, you move on. And when you look back, you realize all that that mistake has taught you. So the key thing in making mistakes is to know and to learn and grow from that mistake and don't repeat it. So in that case, you're giving yourself a second chance. You're letting yourself know that, yes, it's okay. Yes, I am not perfect. Yes, this is what it is, and this is what I thought was the right thing to do in this particular time. But you know what? I forgive myself. And in forgiving myself, I can move on. I can grow, and I can execute the next time something like this presents itself. So people, learn to forgive yourself. And learn to give yourself a second chance and give yourself as many chances as you need for you. Why? Because we are not perfect. I always say I'm a perfect creation of being imperfect. Why? Because I have so much growing to do, so much learning to do. And it doesn't matter my age, because every day you're supposed to learn something new and you're supposed to grow from it and you're supposed to move on from it. But some people don't. And then when they don't do it, they end up not forgiving themselves. And now it's just like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So people, open yourself up and give yourself a second chance. Why? Because you deserve it. And you deserve it for you. It's not about anybody else in this case. It's all about you. You are deserving of a second chance, especially over your life. The next question, again, no one has answered this one either. Have you been on the receiving end of second chances? Okay, let me see if, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to go through the questions, and I don't think anyone answered this one either, but let me go through to make sure that I was on the right question. Have you been Have you been on the receiving end of a second chance? And you know what? Actually, everyone should have been on a receiving end. Well, actually, one person responded, a young lady, she put, yes, indeed, God gave me a second chance at life. You know, that is the ultimate second chance. If you believe in God or any whatever higher being you believe in, he has given a second chance at life. You know why? Because we all make mistakes. We all go down the wrong path. We all feel that, you know, what we're doing is correct, and we fall short. And not only do we fall short, sometimes we may fall short a lot of times, but yet we get back up and we get to move on. So the same way you give yourself a second chance, you should also be on the receiving end of someone else giving you a second chance. How many times you may have said something to someone and hurt their feelings, and whether you knew it or not, you hurt their feelings. And then they come and tell you, oh, you hurt my feelings. And what do? You apologize. Now, at that point, it's up to them to accept your apology or not, or to know and or feel that that apology is very sincere. But that's up to them. Now, with them not granting you, if they say, no, I don't accept your apology, well, if you were sincere about your apology, then at that point you forgive yourself for saying or doing or acting in such a way that actually offended someone. You can't force anyone to accept your apology, and you can't force anyone to give you a second chance. Some people don't even believe in second chances. If you cross them, you mess up, you hurt them, whatever the case may be, they totally cut you off and disconnect from you. And by right, they have every single right to do so. Why? Because that's the way people need to get out of the habit of saying, oh, well, this is how this person is, or this is how that person is. If that person is hurting you in any way, then that statement, this is how this person is not effective. It has the wrong effect. It has a negative effect on you. So I wish people would stop saying, oh, well, you know how so-and-so is, or you know this person is like this. If you're having a negative impact on me with you being the way that you are, then I have every right to remove myself from the situation that deals with you so that I don't constantly get hurt or constantly get badgered or get in my feelings because you are the way you are. Because if that's the case, then I am the way I am. So now who's right, who's wrong? So in cases like this, you know, second chances may be needed. You may have to give a second chance. Why? Because of the situation at hand. So, excuse me, each and every one of us deserve a second chance, you know, and I'm sure we all have been on the receiving end of a second chance. In the same token, when given a second chance, also give yourself a second chance in the same token as you are receiving a second chance, so that you're not walking around with that guilt and holding on to whatever it is. Let it go at that moment so you can move on, you can grow, and you can get past that. But the key thing is when receiving a second chance and also giving a second chance, you really should let go of whatever the issue is. Don't have where a circumstance should arise and maybe similar in what someone was forgiven for, what you was forgiven for, and you bring it back up or they bring it back up. Because in that case, that means someone did not truly forgive and given that second chance. So, you know, in some cases it's going to be very, very difficult to actually move on from what you given the second chance for. But it's best that once you give that second chance, you should let it go. Why? Because you deserve to be in peace, and they deserve to be in peace just the same. So, and then to piggyback off of in receiving the second chance, the question is, how did that go? How did that go when you received the second chance? And did someone answer that? She didn't answer. She didn't answer that part, but she did say God had given her second chances. Well, for me, because I didn't know, and when I knew, I acknowledged and corrected. Then, for me, it went well. It went well because there's a difference when you know. There's a difference when you know and you continue to do something. And there's also a difference when you don't know, yet when you do know, you can, yet when you do know and you correct it. See, so a lot of people say when you know better, you do better. And sometimes people don't abide by that. They really don't. It's they doing whatever the hell they want to do and thinking it's okay. And as long as you accept what it is that they're doing, they're going to continue to do it. Why? Because either one, they don't care, and or two, you are allowing it. So they're going to keep on. They're going to keep on because you're allowing it. So they want to see as far how far they can actually go. Listen. We are all of the age, I don't care, 22, 25, 62, 80, whatever. We are all of the age where we should be happy, where we should be comfortable, where we should be able to communicate with people how you feel and why you feel this way. If someone hurt you in any manner, be it your feelings or whatever, they need to know that they hurt you and they should be trying to make it right. They should be trying to correct what it was they said or did that hurt your feelings. Now, to them, they may say, oh, well, you know, it means nothing because X, Y, and Z. But if it has a negative impact on you, then people need to respect that because everyone don't have the same tough skin that you have. And you have to respect that. And if you can't respect that, then sometimes you got to cut people off. And you got to cut people off or let the people hang from the same rope that they gave themselves. Let them hang from it. You don't have to, just because they're family, you don't have to be friends. Just because they're friends, you don't have to continue to be friends. It's okay to outgrow people, be it family and or friends. It's okay, but just be cordial and be respectful, and that's it, and then you move on, happy, go, jolly. But because I'm on and I'm talking by myself, I'm doing a lot of talking, and my throat is very scratchy, so we will be right back. I'm going to play some music, and we will be right back, but when we come back, we're going to come back with the question. How do you decipher who's deserving of a second and or third chance or a fourth if that may be? But don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Yellow pain.
Yellow! I fell in love one time. I love just one time. That was the very last time. And I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again. Fall in love again. I will never fall in love again. I will never fall in love again. Really had years on my mind. Only time the tears in my eyes. Wonder if you hearing my cries. Told me you care, that's a lie. You don't really feel what I feel. Feel like I really got killed. Wonder what really was real. I can't love anyone still. No love left in my heart for no one. Cause it's too hard and it's easier to just be alone. That way I can't get hurt. When I lost my last, I lost my soul. And I know it can't get worse. Oh no, I fell in love one time. I loved just one time. That was the very last time. And I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again. Fall in love again.
think I'm stupid, huh? It's crazy how it was demons all on my blessings. I trusted in promises, but I promised that I regret it. Promise that I won't ever let you mistake me for desperate. Promise that I won't ever let you mistake me for desperate. I fell in love, but I won't fall in love with everyone. Some people get they all get hurt and they get extra dumb. Walk around looking for somebody that's gonna help them up. I get to reminiscing, calling all they exes up. Not me, nope, not me. You break my heart, I don't break down, I break free. You know somebody looking for love, it ain't me. Being thirsty around me, all you get is a brain freeze. Cause my heart cold, yeah my heart froze. I might shine, but I swear I got a dark soul. I might look like I'm heavy, but I'm not dope. Just been keeping yellow pain since my heart broke. I fell in love one time, and love just one time. That was the very last time, and I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again, fall in love again. I will never fall in love again.
Them red bones with that rhino head. This thick girls with them rhino legs. Any bitch, what is it? I couldn't believe overseas, the LUV, Puerto Rico, Japanese, no Lebanese. Come on. Well, it really doesn't matter what they be wearing. They look up in the mirror, they just keep staring. And all they sexy, yeah. Well, you can catch them in the club, play, rosé, VIP, belly clothes, lots of house, I mean. That's all, I got two, I got an eyeball. Check him, I got y'all, but all of them I stay seeking for the ones that be needing more, more, even more, even yours. Oh, sometimes I just need something closer. That's probably why I got one older. 24 all the time, 7 days on my mind, all I think about is here I go, on this low, in this low, in this low, man, it ain't nothing but gotta keep a tear about my side when I cruise out LA. So driving the nighttime, comes alive, comes alive, yeah. You say you want, okay, you want, well, I guess I do.
I guess I do.
I guess I do.
Yes, I do.
I guess I do.
What am I, never mind, kicking it with Jeremiah. In the club with a whole hair of mine. Don't know what to do with them, I think I'ma get them f***ed up, cause they all suck. Mama name is so fly, I be telling you the truth. Swag through the roof, red by the moon. Show them what you do, cause you such a when I'm sober, but especially if I go take a shot of my Ciroc. I bet you taste like Skittles and your body looking better than the Beatles in the bottom of the pot. Take a ride in my Aston Martin, not a blackjack. No need to ask the world, she got a bougie bow, cause in the Gucci store I bought a black bag. 24 hours, I be thinking about it. I wanna spend some time, I guess I'm making a mind. I wanna go on the grind with that. Take a cruise down Michigan while listening to J-E-R-E-M-I-H. With my lady, sorry if I can't. And you know they really got my head gone cause I know good beauty. I don't know if I should pick a fatty or the one that got a little booty. To the dark or the light or the brown, I'ma dash fast. All of us smart and they pass class. Look around, only thing I see is bad ass.
24 all the time, 7 days on my mind, all I think about is here I go, on this low, in this low, in this low, man, it ain't nothing but gotta keep a tear about my side when I cruise out LA. So driving the nighttime, comes alive, comes alive, yeah. You say you want, okay, you want, well, I guess I do.
I guess I do.
I guess I do.
Yes, I do.
Maserati, that she got a beautiful body, a pretty red bone, legs long. The way you walk, girl, you dead wrong. Now put the number in your iPhone. Hit stage in the ride on, find another beautiful lady to drive on. Slide on while I'm flipping through the shot scene. She was 5'3", bigger than the moat. A tattoo on the right feet, not likely. She probably a Pisces, black but a little bit spicy. Tear drop on the right cheek before the night creep. Hit the button at the top drop, watch the cop spot. Top knot, loose, I spot. I got the hurry, baby, cha-cha. I think I love her too much because I always need a new fly. Then I pull her to the club on dubs, there's a line full of... So many beautiful ladies in the shack, can you imagine them in one club? I'm in the middle of the floor. from the back to the front door. I'm surrounded by all these. Sometimes I need something closer. Drive her like a roaster. Two leave out, one come over.
Man, I swear I love them ladies. We go all the time. 7 days on my mind. All I think about is
I love looking at your body.
Keep the lights on.
I must admit, it's even better when you just
keep those heels on. Keep those heels on.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like looking at your body, baby.
Keep the lights on. Keep the lights on.
Whatever you do, whatever you do, just
keep those heels on.
Position. I'ma break you up, give you just what you've been missing. From the bedroom to the floor, up against the wall, back against the door. I wanna hear you say my name. You can be the coach, put me in the game. From your head to your feet. Sexy girl is still on top of the sheets.
Better with the lights on.
Even better when you leave your heels on.
Oh yeah,
can't lie. I'm addicted to your booty. I love the sexy body, love the way you give it.
Might be the one that I've been waiting on for such a long time. Hey. she says I gave you my phone number. Maybe you can call me up later on. We can talk about so many things. You can tell me what's on your mind. I can tell you what's on my mind. I'm not trying to pressure you. I just want to get to know you. I'm not trying to waste your time. I just want to make you mine. The way you make me feel is sad. Even though I don't know your name. Oh, I'm looking for a love.
With a great personality, and boy, I think you got it, got it. I said, boy, I know you got it, so maybe we can chill for a while. We can leave this club and I can take you back to my house and show you all the things I like. Baby, what's your sign? Cause you're starting to blow my mind. But that don't mean we got to run. Up in the bed and listen to Miss Baker while I tell you my dreams. Do you tell me your fears? Boy, we gonna be the perfect
for life.
Life,
see you and I for life,
life,
for life.
I can see me and you taking on the world together.
Yeah.
We can do it,
we can do it,
we can do it,
we can do
yeah.
It. If you really wanna be the one for me, take my hand.
We can be best friends, baby, to the end.
Forever and ever and ever and ever, you'll be my girl.
You'll be my man.
Welcome back. Welcome back to each and every one of you. excuse me. My throat is extremely raw. Oh, that didn't even sound right. But anyway, when I left you off with the question, how do you decipher who's deserving of a second and or third chance? Well, in the group, we had a gentleman put, you don't. No such thing exists. When a person's part in the story of your life is over, let them go and run the credits. And a young lady, she put, trust your gut. Well, I agree with both of them. Sometimes you have to let people go and or you have to meet people where they are. And if they're in your life for, some people are in your life for a reason, a season, and some are in your life for a lifetime. Now, you have to know where you place these people at in your life so that you know, like the gentleman said, when that story comes, that's the end of the story, you got to let them go run the credits. So you'll know who you need to run the credits with and who you need to, like the young lady said, trust your gut. But hold on, y'all. We have Mr. Antonio on the line. He was on last week. So what better way to bring him back so that he can continue on this topic, because he started with this topic. This is one of our Lawlessers. Evening, Antonio. How are you, my love?
Hey, how are you? How's everything? How was your weekend?
I'm doing well. Oh, my weekend was wonderful. Tonight I was doing a lot of talking. Tonight my throat is kind of, I don't know if it's coming through the sounds on the radio, but I hear it. Well, I more so hear it and feel it.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you know what, though? My throat was bothering me also like a little while ago. I think it's just the day. It was just been muggy and hot. I think we're all just like dehydrated or something from the day.
Yeah.
Cause I know it was hot today.
I had my water. I have not been outside. The most I did was check my mouth. I have not been outdoors, so I can't say being outside. But I think right now I'm a little stuffed. The humidifier is in my bedroom, and I'm in my living room, and I turned the AC off. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But whatever. The question that we're on now, I'm going to ask you, but then we're going to go back to the other questions because, you know, you have to answer those questions too. So the question we're on now is, how do you decipher who's deserving of a second and or third chance?
Who's deserving of a second or third chance? I mean, it's according to how you start talking to that person in the beginning. I mean, it's all according to how you would say, if you got to give somebody a second chance, obviously you broke up with them, right? So you have to play it all back onto how you broke up with them and even why you broke up with them. Sometimes we break up or we stop talking to somebody for petty reasons. And then we stop dealing with somebody because it was something major, like I said, cheating or just lying or just something that you'd be like, you know what, I can't deal with this person. But then, like I said, you start thinking about the good time. You start outweighing the pros and the cons. And then you might reconnect with this person somehow, some way through social media, or you might run into them at a function. And then you start talking on the phone. Everything is good. And next thing you know, you'd be like, you know what? I think I'm going to go see her again. Let's go out for drinks. You know what I'm saying? So I think it all goes by how and what made y'all break up the first time. Do you even think about giving them a second chance?
Got it. Well, for me, I would say I will know who and what I am. Well, I know for sure what I'm willing to accept. So I will know who I'm in that moment. I will know who is willing of a second chance based on, again, similar to what you said, based on what it was they did to me and also how what they did made me feel. Now, if I'm in my feelings, and, you know, there's no coming back from that, then, you know, we can part ways. And I'm okay with parting ways with people, be it family, friends. It doesn't matter. If you made me feel some kind of way or if you hurt me to a capacity where I feel for me there's no coming back, then I'm fine with letting go, cutting ties, and like the gentleman said in the group, rolling the credits. And sometimes you don't need closure when that happens. You can just let it go and go on about your business. And my closure is the person is removed from my life and no longer in my circle. So that right there is more than enough for me to go on about my business and be happy. And sometimes when people are removed from your life for whatever the reason, you get your happiness back. You get your you back. You get a lot of things back that you never even realized was taken from you or not even so much taken from you, that you may have been given out so much of yourself or something that when you don't have to give of that anymore, you realize how much of yourself you gave to people who didn't deserve any parts of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you got to be very careful with that.
Right.
So what we're going to do, we're going to backtrack with the questions that you wasn't on for. So we're going to get your take on those questions as well.
Mm.
Okay. Have you given yourself second chances?
Yeah, I definitely give myself second, third, fourth, and fifth chances. I mean, it's like you always give yourself. If you can't give yourself a second or third chance, how are you going to give somebody else a second or third chance? So you definitely have to – there's always things where, you know, you look back on stuff, you be like, man, I wish I would have did it different. So you try to do it different. That's kind of like giving yourself a second chance, and you try to go back and you try to fix that situation and try to – you you reapproach it again, but you reapproach it differently, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, definitely done that.
And it's best to give yourself as many chances as you need, because
right, 'cause then you get closure.
Things change, and mm-hmm. sometimes it's not even about closure. But if you're giving yourself a second chance, you're allowing yourself to grow. You're allowing yourself to change. You're allowing yourself to be able to get off track and then be able to come back and get back on track and continue on your journey. We're not perfect. And I always say I'm the perfect creation of being imperfect. So, you know, with forgiving yourself and giving yourself a second chance, that's, you know, allowing yourself to open up other doors that you thought was closed to you. And now, you know, you have the doors open and you can do whatever it is you need to do or revise what you did. Because at that
right.
point, you know that what you initially did has no weight. It can't stand alone. You need to try something different. So give
right.
yourself as many chances as you need for completion of whatever it is.
Right.
The next question was, have you been on the receiving end of second chances?
Have I been on the receiving end?
Mm-hmm.
I have. I've definitely been on the receiving end, but it wasn't the same. Like, I've been on the receiving end of a second chance, but then dealing with that person, like, they let me back into their life, but it wasn't the same as it was the first go around, and you feel it. You feel like this person's not dealing with you. They're letting you back in, but they're not dealing with you the same way like it was when you first was dealing with them. And, like, it's one particular female that was like that, and in the beginning it was like, she was feeling me and I was feeling her. We basically did whatever we did, you know what I'm saying? But then it was certain situations where she didn't, you know, it was something that I did on my part. And I should I have done it? No. Should I did it? Maybe, you know. But I think about it, and she stopped talking to me, but then we got back, started to hanging out again. But she didn't really, like, deal with me the same way. And it kind of bothered me for a while. Like, damn, like I kind of like, how can you say I fucked that pack up? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
Did I regret it? I regretted it for a while, but then you know what? I got over it. I got, like, we're still cool. This is something that happened probably like 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I got past it. We got past it. We dealt with each other, you know, on and off. And then now we're just cool. You know what I'm saying? She calls me, I call her, you know, we see each other, we talk, but it was never the same way like it was when we first met. You know what I'm saying? And ever
right.
since the
well,
incident
sometimes
that
it
had
don't
happened.
Go back.
Right.
Once you get a second chance, sometimes it don't go back to how it was originally. And
right. yeah,
you
right.
have to respect that it didn't go back to
mm-hmm.
how it was, because this is a whole new segment. A whole new
mm-hmm.
segment. And, you know, in responding, you also answered that, how did that work? But, Antonio, we have Miss Kay on the line. This is the co-host.
Hello, hello,
she's
hello,
been on
hello.
Hiatus, you know, handling
okay.
business, but she finally
hi, Ms. Kay.
Finished.
Hi.
So now we are back to the grind. So, Miss Kay, we're not
yes.
letting you off the hook. Welcome back. Congratulations on your
well,
completion
let me just, I just have to say,
of your work.
I have to say I apologize. I apologize for being late tonight, guys. I'm so sorry. I truly apologize. I apologize to the greatest hostess, the hostess with the mostest.
You're making me blush.
Miss LSO.
Yeah,
I missed you guys. I missed you.
Yes,
oh
we missed
God,
you.
I missed you guys.
So, you know, I may have to pull out the paddle or the whip on you. You know, you are not exempt from, you know,
ooh,
the paddle
ooh,
or the
it's
whip.
The it's the paddle for me.
Uh-oh. Miss Kay,
who,
I think you're getting
who
in trouble.
Paddled?
You.
Uh-oh.
Antonio is going to purchase
the
paddle from LSO.
I do the paddle.
And
like
he's going to commence to, you know.
No, I do the paddling.
That's a part of
in.
Giving a second chance. You was just giving a second chance, boo.
Right. We gave you a second chance, but with the second chance come with a paddle.
Nah, son.
It could be a soft paddle. It could be a nice soft leather paddle.
Ooh.
You know what? Your mind is just going too far. Come back.
Oh, I was being very honest.
I'm talking about him.
Oh, look, I'm going to watch. But, Miss Kay, you are not off the hook. Antonio just finished answering the question, so I'm going to go back to the questions for you as well. Of course, you know, the topic is second chances. What is it worth to you, part two? So the first question is, have you given yourself second chances? Hello, Ms. Kay, did we lose you?
Second chances. So, I guess it depends on the reason why. Like, what caused there to be a breakdown and now we need a second chance?
No, but the question was giving yourself second chances. So you need a breakdown as to why before you can give yourself a second chance? Okay.
No, if it's me, well, you know, okay, so second chances with the individual holding themselves, is it me holding myself accountable for something?
Well, you
is
should.
Is that the premise of this? No, I know,
you
but
should
I
be holding yourself accountable.
So that
was, there was
no
premise of if you're holding yourself accountable or not, but it should be a given that in any and everything that you do, you should be held accountable for it.
No,
so
but
would that be the case?
About the context, I was asking about the context of the question. That goes without saying for me. I believe very much in holding yourself accountable, but I was just asking about the context of the question.
Oh, there was no context. The context was, have you given yourself second chances? It was just very abroad, very vague.
Yes or
no,
I give myself
times,
second
no,
chance.
I haven't.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, have you been on the receiving end of second chances?
Absolutely. I don't think you could be human and alive and not be on the receiving end of being given a second chance. So absolutely.
I agree. Okay. Now, how did that work for you in someone giving you a second chance? How did that work for you? How did that work in your favor? Or how did that do a disservice to you? How did it work out for you?
Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I got back with my ex. We broke up. We were apart for 14 months, got back together for about a year and a half. And basically, it was like he only came back for convenience. He didn't come back because he was more committed. He didn't come back because he wanted to try harder. He didn't come back because, you know, he really valued what I had offered him.
See, that's when you have to decipher for yourself, is it worth giving the second chance? And if so, are you going to forget and move on and grow from it? Or are you going to hold on to what initially you know, broke up the relationship, be it a friendship relationship, whatever, wherever it is. So you got to be very careful when you're actually given a second chance, because some people are not deserving of it. Some people, when they show you who they are, believe them and cut the ties while you can, because at that point you can end up hurting yourself more in the end.
Well, see, that's
so
easier. That's easier said than done.
Very much.
Right.
So.
That's easier said than done. Right. Because right. So for me, in terms of me getting back with him, it was because I was still in love with him, and I needed to find a way to get out of that. And by the time we ended after that year and a half, I was done. I was still in love, but I was willing to break my own heart at that point. It was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just break my own heart and walk away.
But see, you only broke your heart for a moment, as opposed to continuously breaking it by holding on. So, and then,
well, I don't,
you know,
honestly,
don't know,
I don't think I
could
have. Right, but honestly speaking, I don't think the relationship would have lasted much longer, because he's the type of individual, when he gets a come up, he feels that you're no longer valuable or viable. He's one of those people.
So he's an opportunist.
When he wasn't, absolutely. So when he wasn't doing well and I had his back and I held him down, it was cool. But once he started to get on his feet, and he started making money. Now, mind you, living with me in the whole nine, and I'm the one paying for everything. I'm the one paying all the bills. That's why I'll never do that again. But
yes, don't play the wifey roles if you don't.
Right, I'm not doing
that ever again. Understood. Okay, well, the next question, then we'll all be caught up and on the same page. How do you decipher who's deserving of a second and or third chance?
It depends on why we broke up in the first place. If you cheat on me, we're not getting back. Mm-hmm. We're not getting back together. And you know why? You know why we're not getting back together if you cheat on me? Because if I were a man, you would not take me back.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's very far and in between, and we have a man on, so we can get his opinion on this. It's very far and in between men who take women back after she has cheated.
Infidelity.
But
right. The
way how they treat you, it's like you have to jump through hurdles, because a man can't take the same hurt that a woman takes in the same situation.
Nope, they cannot.
And they just come up with all the nonsense. Antonio, what do you feel about the statement that we just made, that we're making right now, in reference to men and women cheating and how men respond as opposed to how women respond?
I mean, I think it should be same way for both sides. I mean, the same way if a woman cheated on me and I know she cheated on me and stuff like that, it's not the fact that I can never take her back. I can't never trust her anymore. You know what I'm saying? But the same way, I would be open to that same cheat treatment if I would have been caught cheating and, you know, she didn't want to take me back. I guess, like I told you before, with the situation that I had, you know, in the beginning everything was good, and then I did a couple of, you know, different moves, and it wasn't that I cheated. I had trust issues with her. You know what I'm saying? Then after that, she didn't look at me the same. Even though we were still cool, but she didn't deal with me the same way. So I had to deal with that, and I get it. So, I mean, but if I'm loyal to you and I'm giving you my all, and I turn around and I find out you're dealing with somebody else behind my back, I can't trust you. So if I can't trust you, how am I supposed to take back somebody I can't trust?
Well, can they restore that trust?
I don't think you can ever restore trust to somebody who lies. Because it's like lying. Once a liar, always a liar.
Okay. Well, there you go. Y'all have it. Well, what we're going to do, of course, you know, we have to play some music. But I'm going to leave y'all with this question. Is there a time period in which you must see a change after someone has been granted a second chance? But don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
I know it's coming, I'ma hustle day and night, cause don't nobody owe me nothing. Everybody treat you like an average human being when you ain't showing money. Put it on my mama, I'ma light a fire like a light in a toaster oven.
When I make it, you gon' try to say you was there for me when I know you wasn't. Hey, when you keep hearing my name, hey, see me by a nice day, hey, we gon' see how you change. But it's gon' be too late, yeah. I swear I done tolerated disrespect just cause I ain't have a choice. People take advantage of the fact that you're broke, take away your voice, hey, 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 hey. They talk about people they don't even know that they special. But it takes for you to have money for them to respect you, yeah. It's crazy how people you love are just really neglect you. Yeah, that's stressful, hey. But when I'm on, keep that same energy. Yeah, when I ball, keep that same energy. Don't change it all, keep that same energy. Let's see how much you love me when I pop up with some money. Yeah, when I'm on, keep that same energy. Yeah, when I ball, keep that same energy. Don't change it all, keep that same energy. Let's see how much you love me when I pop up with some money.
I got a scar on my spirit. People I thought had me dead. Soon as y'all see me winning, I don't want y'all in my business. I know y'all don't see the vision. I know y'all gon' try to switch it. Y'all know y'all ain't care if I did it. I know y'all ain't gon' admit it.
When you run out of options,
They gon' treat you like their way. Anything you say, they gon' downplay everything to your bread straight. I just wanna see your face when you see me living like I always wanted. I ain't never gon' forget the days when you treated me like I ain't nothing, no. Before you get money, they play you like you wasn't serious. Don't look at me different when you see me getting the millions. I put it on God, I'ma get it, I want you to witness it. I know you ain't feeling it, but when I'm on, keep that same energy. Yeah, when I bow, keep that same energy. Don't change it out, keep that same energy. Let's see how much you love me when I pop up with some money. Yeah, when I'm on, keep that same energy. Yeah, when I bow, keep that same energy. Don't change it out, keep that same energy. Let's see how much you love me when I pop up with some money. Yeah.
Some time apart. this Sunday morning. I just got some bad news. I gotta talk to my guy, 'cause it's people I knew. It's black on black and white on black and boys in blue. What I gotta do? What I gotta do?
Welcome back, everyone. I just want y'all to know, behind the scenes, that's where all the good come out. Not saying that y'all don't get the good, but we get good behind the scenes. One day I'm going to do a live show again where you can see the taping, so you know people can actually see what's going on behind the scenes. But when we left off with the question, is there a time period in which you must see a change? Well, no one answered that in the group. So, Ms. K, I'm going to give you the honors to go first. Is there a time period in which you must see change? Well, you're ready for the question?
Is there a time period when I must see change?
Mm-hmm. After granting the
I think Ms. K is still slobbering over what happened behind the scenes. I think she's seeing it over yet.
No. I done moved on. I done clutched my pearls and I let them go. No. Actually, change has to come before the forgiveness. So if you haven't done, if you haven't put words in actions, I'm not even taking you seriously. Your words and actions have to coincide, and they have to happen before I even forgive you forgiveness. Like, no. I need to see that you that there's something wrong, and you did something wrong, and you're living in that change in order for me to even grant forgiveness.
Okay, that's a good way of putting it. And, oh, gosh, did y'all hear me hiccup? Oh, that hurt. Sorry, Antonio.
Yes.
Is there a time period in which you must see a change?
It was always like a time period. It becomes like a trial period, I guess. It's kind of see like, okay, the person's going to tell you they changed, right? But now you got to show it. You got to show and tell. You got to prove. You got to show and prove now. Okay, you telling me you different, but now let me see it. So it could be a week. It could be a month. It might take a couple of months to be like, you know what? All right, this person is really different. Because people could tell you anything. Oh, yeah, I changed. Blah, blah, blah. And then when you actually see them a week later and it's still the same shit, you be like, well, this is why I stopped talking to you in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just, there's no actual time limit or certain amount of time. It's just according to how long you think, okay, it's whatever time you give yourself where you might be like, once you're convinced that the person has changed, then you can say, all right, I think they are different now.
Okay. Well, for me, I need to see change immediately. And I agree with both of you to a degree. And Ms. K, you had said that you need to see change before you even forgive them. So that means, you know, you're like harboring in the same. You're still harboring in the issue. My thing is
not necessarily.
I addressed the issue. I brought it to your attention. Let's move on. I need to see your change immediately. once I say I forgive you, I'm giving you a second chance, bam, you're changing immediately. And you're changing for the better. Because if you're not, we can't rock like that. Let me just
forgiveness is not really for that person, it's for you. So if I forgive you, I don't have to tell you that I forgave you. I don't have to tell you I forgave you.
That is true. I've done that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That is
so
true.
So I could forgive you. I don't have to tell you shit. You think
but
I didn't
just because
you
forgive,
and I know I did.
That don't mean you're actually giving them a second chance. You just forgave them for what it is that they did. The second chance
is
something
second
totally
different.
Second
chance is earned. But that's earned. And to earn that second chance is through your actions and your words.
Mm-hmm.
Your words and actions have to coincide. So I could forgive you. I don't have to tell you shit. But I don't have to be mean and evil about it either. Like, I don't have to be like, I'm angry with you every day, rawr, until you change. No, I could still be like, listen, I love you and I care about you, but I'm not rocking with you until I see some change. And until that time, I'm just not messing with you.
Ta-da.
That's fair.
And people have to respect
right.
your time frame on which you internalize everything. And when you give your feedback into acknowledging that, one, you gave them the second chance, and two, you're giving them the opportunity to change, and three, how soon you are recognizing the change and you're willing to give more of yourself. Just because I'm requiring you now to step up your game and make your change immediately because I gave you the second chance don't mean I'm not watching what's going on. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm very much now alert and paying attention. And the statement, action speaks louder than words, is so true. Because
mm-hmm.
we can have a whole conversation and not even say one word. And that's just through body language, our actions, rolling the eyes, the shoulders, standing up, sitting down. A whole conversation and not one word has parted our lips. So, again, I need to see change immediately, and it changes for me to begin to open up a little more to you, and it changes ultimately for you because that's going to make you a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Will you fully trust immediately after warranting the second chance? Of course, no one answered that question. So, Ms. K, we're going to go right to you. Will you fully trust mm-hmm. immediately after warranting the second chance?
Absolutely not. No. You have to earn that back.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. And once
and
again, it does depend
how
on
how long it
right.
takes to get that back.
It takes. Because it's an action. It's not just some words. And I think a lot of people feel they can give you lip service without putting the action behind it. And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know.
So, Antonio, will you fully trust immediately after warranting the second chance?
Nah, trust has to be accepted over time. Like, just because, like I said, just because I give you a second chance and we might be good, doesn't automatically mean I trust you. The trust has to come over time. Like, I don't know how long that time might be. Like I said, it might be a few weeks, might be a few months. It's the actions. The actions of a person is how you grow your trust in them.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Now, see, mm-hmm. the thing with me is I initially trust you from the jump. You're automatically going to get the trust. Once you have it, that's on you if you allow that trust that I have in you to continue to grow and for me to trust you more, or if I will and not trust you. That's on you because I ultimately give it to you from the jump, no questions asked, before I see behavior or anything. You have some form of trust right there. So, you know, that's on you at that point. But trust will be at minimum you know, once you're given a second chance, because I need to see everything coming into play at the same time, just simultaneously. You need to make changes, and things need to be popping off immediately. And you have to earn that. And one of the ways of you earning it back is through your actions. Let your actions speak louder than your words. And living in the truth of making it all better. Don't tell me, oh, you want to make it better. I need you to acknowledge what are you making better. Don't say, oh, I'm going to make it all better. Okay, what is it that you're making better? I need you to acknowledge exactly what it is so that if we have to have a discussion about it, we're discussing the actual problem, not something so vague, you know. And you may say, oh, well, I'm going to make it better. I'm making this better. But that's not what needs to be made better. That wasn't the issue. This was the issue. So I need you to come over to this issue over here and make this better, because that's the one that started, you know, that gave you the second chance. But people just do what they want to do. But people, you need to live and stand in your truth so that you don't get hurt. And sometimes people hurt you and they don't care. Sometimes people hurt you unbeknownst to them. So in the cases where it's unbeknownst to them, you know, you take it with the stride and you make it do what it do for you. But don't allow people to use you for the mat, and they continuously walk on you, walk over you, push you aside and all of that just because you believe in giving second and third and fourth and umpteenth amount of chances. Don't get caught up in that. Oh, well, they're going to cheat, and they know you're going to forgive them and give them another chance. So then they're going to – now this time they're going to cheat again, but now they're going to go a little further than they cheated. Maybe they, you know, add more movement into it. Maybe the first cheating may have been just oral. As receiving, now they give an oral, or now they going full-blown, or, you know, or they adding another person or many other people. So just be mindful when you're giving your second chances and why you're giving the second chance, because some people are not deserving of it. So
and love is
sometimes
not
just cut the
love
ties right where it
is.
You got
to
earn that
second
chance. No. Because love don't pay nothing. Love is only from the heart, and that's it. And love gets you so caught up and get your feelings hurt. And, that's a real big problem right there. That's a real big problem. So just be mindful of who you're giving your second chances to and why you're giving the second chance. And if you can handle it. Because sometimes you can't handle it after you know. Because it depends on what it was they did. Okay, next question. Can you truly work through the issue together? Miss K, what do you have to say in reference to that?
Can we truly work through the issue together?
Wait a minute. There was a couple of people in the group who said it, and that'd give you a second to think about it. A gentleman put yes. A young lady put most definitely. Just have to do the work. Another young lady put yes, especially when and if both parties want to save the relationship. And a young lady, she put sometimes. So, Ms. K, can you truly work that?
Sometimes. And I put sometimes because there are times when the issue will affect you differently, because we all have different wounds in different places. So sometimes you could work through it together, and sometimes you have to work on it by yourself. You know,
right?
sometimes it becomes your issue.
It's truly you and not them. I mean, as blanket as that statement sounds, but sometimes it's really true. It really is you and not them. So you got to get yourself together first. So when you come back to the table, your food is well done. You know, you're not eating raw food. I concur. Antonio.
Yes.
Can you truly work through the issue together?
Yeah, you can. I mean, especially if you're in a relationship with somebody, I mean, you're going to go through ups and downs. You're going to hit bumps in the road where, okay, you might disagree, stuff might happen. you have to, if you can't get through the issue, then it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. I would say the same thing. The best way, because the issue happened between you and the other party, the best way to get through it is together, so that along the way, if there's something that's still not, like if the I's not being dotted or the T's not being crossed, y'all can address it in that moment together, as opposed to one doing it and the other not a part of it, and then they come back to the table like, here, you were like, no, that's not well done. I don't want that. Send it back. Start all over again. So uh-huh. It's best that you go uh-huh. through it together. Now, do they have to show remorse for what it was they did? In the group, a young lady put, absolutely, and humble yourself if you messed up. That's the key thing right there. A lot of people are not humble. And with them not being mm-hmm. humble is like they peace feet and you giving you whatever it is that they feel is going to make you feel better mm-hmm. by what it was they did to hurt you. No. We're not going to mm-hmm. do that. You need to man up, humble yourself, and get your act together. Mm-hmm. And come at me like you know you did something wrong and you need my forgiveness and you need that second chance. Don't be playing with mm-hmm. me. I'm not doing all that. So, Ms. K,
mm-hmm.
do they have to show remorse?
Absolutely. But okay. But also, it depends on what the situation is. Like, it depends on how big it is. But, yes, they would need to show remorse. And I'm serious about being humble too, because you're gonna have to
yeah.
take them licks. You're gonna have to take them. You know, you mm-hmm. can't treat people any kind of way and have it affect them.
I think it's okay.
And trigger different things, right? And trigger different things within them, and think that you could just walk or skip through the tulips like everything's okay. No.
Mm-mm. No.
You know,
you won't run into the thorns on those roses.
That's right.
I agree.
You have to take. You have to bear the brunt of some of that responsibility for your actions. You know, you don't get to just keep inflicting pain on a person and be like, what? Like, no, you don't get
take
to do
that. Not with my life, you don't. So, Antonio, how do you feel? do they have to show remorse?
Oh, well, I mean, you always got to show remorse for something. I mean, you got to... Because you have to, it's like owning up to what you did. If you can't own up to it, that means it's like, oh, so you don't even care how I felt. Like, when you show remorse because you care about that person's feelings. But if you don't show no remorse, you don't show no action, it's basically, oh, so you don't even care how I feel. You want to just move on. So they're possibly
right.
doing that same situation again.
You
My ex did that.
And respect how I feel. Respect
how
I feel. My ex
ain't
showing any remorse. You know.
Oh, well, then that's
no
exactly why
after.
He's still your ex.
Oh, definitely.
That's
he
why he's still
that.
Your
that's
ex.
Why.
No
yep.
second chance and yep. no forgiveness.
No, nothing.
Ta-da, you see how that works?
Nope.
So,
yep. Even took him to court
for me,
and sued his ass.
Jesus. For me, their actions must speak volumes. It has to. And
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't, that means their apology is just empty words. And
mm-hmm.
I can't drink from an empty cup. I can't do nothing
yep.
from an empty anything. So you can keep your apologies, your saga, your whatever, and keep that right over there with you, because apparently that's not going to work with me. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you committed to the change to better? Are they committed to the change to better themselves? So with that, you have to look deep within to see past everything else, see if they're actually committed. Well, a young lady put action of change is words that coincide with those actions and a period of time to show the changes. So, Ms. K, how committed to the change to better themselves are you accepting, and what is it that you look for? I mean, do you out the gate? If there's no immediate change, you out the gate, relinquishing, taking back everything, and moving on, what is it that you're doing?
Well, I'm not giving them anything. Once again, I told you, change has to be enacted. You have to be living in the change and speaking the change. So if I see you just giving me lip service, ain't nothing changing.
Okay.
I had a situation.
Action speaks louder than words.
Absolutely.
Very much
I've
so.
Had a situation for like the past 3 years where somebody swear up and down they pursuing me. And when I look at them like they crazy. I'm like, you're delusional. You can't be pursuing me if you have not accomplished anything that you said you would accomplish in order to get me. That doesn't make sense.
Mm.
So for the past 3 years, you haven't accomplished any of those things. How are you pursuing me? It doesn't make sense.
Well, in their brain, maybe their pursuit is different. And it's
yeah,
just
okay,
not at
whatever.
Your level of being pursued. I'm just devil's advocate.
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
Well, I mean, if the person tells you what it means to pursue you, and they give you a list of things that they would need to do to pursue you, and then they haven't accomplished any of those things, then they're not pursuing you.
Well, they're doing something in their brain. They're doing something.
Living Emperor's new clothes. That's what they're doing.
Hey.
You know, you bucket naked. Walking around talking about you got on the finest bucket naked. Walking around and talking about you got the finest threads from China. You ain't got no clothes on. You bucket naked. Get out of here.
Well, that's them. Antonio.
Absolutely.
Are they committed to the change to better themselves? What is it that you look for?
Well, you basically like what Ms. K was saying. You basically got to see where they was before and where they are at the present time. If nothing hasn't changed, then you just basically just how they say, talking out of your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You have to see progress. Okay, so now if 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you was only making $30,000, I'm just using it as an example, and now
mm-hmm.
you're making $60,000, $70,000, that's progress. You're changing.
Right.
As I'm saying,
right.
Let's just say, for instance, you 3 years ago, 4 years, you told me, oh, I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to stop drinking, and now I see you today, you don't smoke no more, you don't drink no more, you don't do certain things, you're not going out like you used to. That's showing not so much change, that's showing maturity in a person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're still
mm-hmm.
doing the same stuff and you're still saying the same thing, I need to stop doing this, but you've been saying that, you always say that, you're never going to change. You are who you are.
So when you
going to
stop?
That's it.
I agree. I agree.
Don't
like they have to be committed to the change, and the change is not totally for me. The change is for you. The change is for you to better yourself, and then as you're bettering yourself, you're bringing more to the relationship or more to the friendship, and I'll see you in a different light. But if you're
right.
not changing, if you're not committed to that change, whatever it is, then you're doing nothing.
But you know what happens, though?
What?
A lot of times people who say they want to change, what happens is they don't change not because they don't want to change. It's the circle of people they have around them that's not letting them change. So it's kind
of
like they get
the
trapped in their own society.
Yourself.
Right, but they don't realize that.
You sometimes have to remove yourself out of that element because
right.
yep.
everyone is not
yep.
going where you are, and you may get to a certain level that you may plateau, and you're probably plateauing because the people that you have in your circle. And every time you elevate yourself, you need to get a whole new circle if everyone in your circle
mm-hmm.
is not elevating the way you are. And it's not that
right.
you think you're better than somebody else. No, it's that you're growing. And you need to be with people
right.
who are also growing so that everyone is making power moves. But if I'm growing and you stagnant
mm-hmm.
and you're not trying to move, then I'm going to leave you right where you are. And then
behind.
I'm going to
yep.
go to where others who are growing, because I need people to push me and help me to
mm-hmm.
elevate the same way I'm doing for them. I can't be pushing
right.
you and you sitting still with your arms folded, you know, like
yep.
I'm not moving.
Yep.
You don't have to. You can stay right there. But this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's going to turn into, oh, I think I'm this or I think I'm that or I'm better. Actually, you're absolutely correct. I am better than that because I was doing that last year. Now you see what I'm doing this year? I'm doing something better. I'm bettering myself. I'm moving up. I'm growing. I'm learning. So then, yes, if that's the way you feel, you're absolutely correct. You have every right to feel that way. Why? Because that's exactly what's happening right now. Ta-da! You see how that works? See how that works? Next question is, do you reevaluate the relationship after this, after the second chance? Explain. Ms. K, you put absolutely in a group. Do you care to give a little explanation in reference to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, because there's things that if you allowed yourself to be open in certain places, now you might have to pull back on those places because, you know, now, like, the trust, maybe the trust has been damaged. So you need to pull back to make sure that this person is even trustworthy. So,
okay.
Absolutely.
Antonio, what do you have to say about it? Do you reevaluate the relationship after the second chance, after giving a second chance?
Yeah, you have to. Well, you always have to reevaluate all your relationship. Whatever relationship you're in, you have to reevaluate every few months or so just to see where you're going with it. Because, you know, when you invest in time, when you're involved with somebody, you're investing, like, to me, my time is everything. So if I'm giving you my time, I'm giving you precious time that I can't get back. So
absolutely,
you have to know, you have to see if your time is even being worth that's being invested in this person where, okay, it's getting better. So, yeah, you do have to reevaluate every – you have to reevaluate the second chance, and you just got to reevaluate whatever relationship you're in every so often because you know how that goes. In relationships, things are hot in the beginning. Then they start to tail off for whatever reason. And sometimes you got to reel it back and be like, you know, we need to reevaluate some stuff. We don't do the things we used to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, yeah, I think you definitely have to reevaluate.
And you know what? Reevaluation is good because that gives you the opportunity to try different things or do something totally different. And it also gives you the opportunity to step out of your comfort zone. When you continue doing the same thing all the time, you're going to get the same results. So, yes, everything needs to be evaluated because now the second chance come with more responsibility now because you just can't come into, you know, this whole thing. No. We need to reevaluate, regroup, start all over because now you done been knocked down some pegs. So you got to, you know, get it right to come back up. So, yes, evaluate. And you need to evaluate periodically, more times than one may deem necessary, like weekly, biweekly, monthly. Don't evaluate every 6 months. No, because too much time lapsed within that time. And, you know, you may still have some issues. Address it when it happens so that if you're constantly reevaluating things, that give you the opportunity to change things and no further issues will arise. Now, after the air has cleared, what should the next topics of conversation be in the relationship? Well, we had a gentleman who put how to start over and expectations on how to move into a better partnership. Another gentleman put needs and wants need to be reevaluated and addressed. Things need to be spicier in order for things to work better. A young lady put, in other words, don't repeat the same mistakes and do better. And a young lady put, set boundaries and standards. Stick to your guns and keep to your word and keep your word to yourself. See, that's very key where, you know, where she said keep your word to yourself. Because a lot of us disappoint ourselves. And if you stand firm on what it is you believe and what it is you want, you won't allow certain things into your space and you won't allow others to hurt you as badly as they could have if you stand your ground. Ms. K, after the air is cleared, what should be the next topics of conversation in the relationship and how should you go about it?
Absolutely. Set boundaries. You have to know you and know what you want, what you will accept or won't accept. So if you don't establish that for yourself, then you can't give a person direction on where to go and where not to go. So you have to set boundaries, and you have to stick to those boundaries, you know, that
That's the key thing right there, stick to it.
Stick to it. Yeah. Stick to your boundaries.
Because they'll talk you out of it.
Yep, they will talk you out of it while they tap dancing on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So stick to your boundaries.
And you think your heart is beating, but no, it is beating, all right. It's beating because they tap dancing on it.
They tap dancing
Antonio,
on it,
Yes.
After the air is cleared, what should the next topics of conversation be for the relationship?
Well, I mean, just going forward on what we need to do to make the relationship work, what we need to do to make it better than the last time, you know, you basically got to have communication. Communication is always the key. So I just think the more you communicate with your partner, the more you can understand each other.
That is true. That is true. Well, for me, I would say set hard boundaries. And the reason why I say hard boundaries is because now you want to step your game up in order to keep me, because you failed me once. How the saying goes, fail me once, shame on you. Fail me twice, shame on me. So you failed me once. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Set these hard boundaries, and if they can't live up to them, then you know they're not growing. They're not elevating, because the hard boundaries is just a step up to for improvement. And if you can't step up to meet that, then you're not improving. And it should be, how do we move forward? What is it that we need to do? If we know this right here is a problem, then we can work on it together. Such as, for instance, if you're always late, that's a problem for me. So you know what? You need to work on that immediately. And I don't mean like every other time. No. From here on out, if I say I'm leaving or I want to be somewhere at a certain time, unless there are some casualties where, you know, things don't turn out that way, which is understandable. But if it's because, oh, you done changed your clothes, or oh, you got to do this, or oh, you overslept, I'm not going for that. I'm not. I'm really not. And I know how to be by myself. I'm good with being by myself. So I can rock out right by myself and enjoy. Now, this is the key question right here. How long do you wait to have sex after the amend? A gentleman put immediately, and a young lady put facts behind it. A young lady put, as soon as we lay eyes on each other. A gentleman put immediately after second chance. And a young lady put depends on the situation. So everything usually will depend on the situation, but, you know, very generically, I don't even know if that's the word, but it does sound good. But Ms. K, how long would you wait to have sex after the amends?
I don't have to see action, so I guess it depends on them. It depends on how long it takes them to
get
create
it right.
The action plan to actually act in it and to be walking and speaking it.
I agree with you. I totally agree. Antonio.
Right. Yes.
When will sex? Oh, there's a mosquito flying around and he going to bite me.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. He's been flying around since earlier today and I haven't got his little behind. But anyway, Antonio. When is it okay to add sex back into the situation after you make amends?
I mean, it could be the same day, could be that week. It just according to the vibe, like the you know, just because you guys been in that situation before, so you guys know each other's body, you know what each other like, so. I guess it would just have to be how the vibe is, how everything is flowing to get to that point.
Okay, understandable. I would say, I wouldn't say immediately, because I need to see change. Change will arouse me into wanting to giving of myself back to you again. Without change, I'm going to be set on, no, she's not good. And sex can also play a part in disrupting your train of thought, or disrupting how you really feel, or disrupting what you really want to say. So, you know, I wouldn't say jump right back into sex immediately, because you're clouding your decisions. I don't know, something about the orgasm, something about the cum, something about the way he or she touched you, or something about the positions that they may do. But a lot of times, after there's an issue and you have sex, that could be some amazing sex. And because it's so amazing, it distorts your decisions. So now you're not making logical decisions for you and or the relationship. So just be mindful. Not many people can actually disconnect, like have sex with someone, yet still be totally disconnected from them. They could just be in it just to get theirs. And once they get it, you know, it's good, and then that's it. And then other times people, you know, get it and there's a problem, because now they're holding on to something that's not necessarily true. And they always say women are emotional creatures, but not all women are emotional creatures. And by far, men need to stop thinking that they're not emotional, because I think sometimes men can be very more emotional than women. And men don't know how to handle their emotions. Their first emotion is to shut down and disconnect and cut everything off and go out and do something else in honor of that to make them feel good. Whereas women will evaluate that emotion a little bit more and try to fix it or bend to make things better or compromise. Men are truly on the get over one, get on top of another one. But, I mean, you know, to each its own. But, you know, that double standard that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, it's really true, and it really needs to stop. But as you all know, we are coming to the close of the show. We want to say happy birthday to Kevy Kev. For Joy, you can tell she's most definitely related to me, because we have national holidays. When our birthday comes, it's a national holiday. Everything's shut down because it's about us. Tillery, Kendrick, PJ, and JW Piercy, happy birthday to each and every one of you. I hope you have a spectacular time doing whatever it is you want to do. We're also going to send prayers to Vixen and Kevin. They've been hospitalized. I believe Kevin got out the hospital recently. I'm not sure. I didn't have a conversation with him, but he did say he's doing better. But we're going to continue to send prayers to them and any of the other members who may be going through whatever it is that you're going through. We're sending positive energy, good vibes to each and every one of you, and we pray your health, your wealth, and all that good stuff. Also, condolences to those who lost loved ones. I had he's a big brother who I went to college with. He had went to visit his mom and his grandmother, and the whole weekend he was trying to take pictures, trying to take this one particular picture with the grandmother. And right up to the time he was leaving to come back to the airport, they finally got the, and, you know, it was in haste that, you know, he was rushing out. He forgot to do something that he normally does to his grandmother. And he was in the car, and he said he got out the car, he went back, and he gave her a kiss, and he did whatever ritual that they usually do. And by the time he reached back home, there was a phone call waiting saying his grandma had passed. So, you know, condolences to him and condolences to anyone else who may have lost someone or the birthday of someone who may, you know, who's already deceased. You know, we send in love, hugs, and all that good stuff to you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSO-MASK Squiggly D YouTube channel. LSO has added bathrobes, men and women bathrobes. So if you need a bathrobe, you need to reach out to LSO and get your bathrobe this Thursday, July 29th, from 7 p.m. to midnight. LSO will be in the building at the Music Freak Radio Presents Chrissy D TV. It's a live TV show. The address is Ace Lux NYC, 260 Johnson Avenue. That's in Brooklyn. The zip code is 11206, and that's over in the Williamsburg area. You can hit me up if you need the Eventbrite information, or you can go to Eventbrite and, you know, do a search for Music Freak Radio or Chrissy D, Chrissy D TV live show, and get your tickets. If you're coming, I suggest you get your tickets now off of Eventbrite, because at the door, it's going to cost more. Don't forget to let us know when your birthday or when you're celebrating something or something is going on. Let us know so you can get a shout-out on the LSO Treat Show. Miss Kay, welcome back. And what shout-out would you like to give this evening?
Well, yes, I have my new program that just dropped. It's called Queens, Let's Fix Your Crown. It's amazing. It's for women. It's women that want to have the kind of life they've always knew they deserved and always wanted, just didn't know how to go about it. You know, how to tap into your divine femininity, how to pray, you know, how to manifest, how to, you know, because they're very separate things. A lot of people confuse manifesting with prayer. And I think that's the biggest problem that people are having today, you know. So it's how to be honest with yourself. You know, you can't have a real relationship with anyone, a true, authentic relationship with anyone, if you're not honest with yourself.
That is
your
true.
Sexuality. Be honest about your sexuality. Like, actually ask yourself, what is it that you want? Because you can't expect somebody to please you if you don't know how to please yourself. So it's a lot of those things that a lot of women, you know, are not taking accountability for. They're not standing in their truths. We accept men at the lowest form of existence and then wonder why he treats us the way he does. Where was your standards? Why would you accept that? So this program, I'm really excited about it. Really excited.
Okay, well, congratulations.
It starts in September.
Okay. Okay. Antonio, what would you like to say, my dear?
Just everybody, you know, who tuned in tonight, and thank you for bringing me back in, and Ms. Kay, good to, to meet you tonight and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Want to tell everybody have a blessed week and hope everybody's back. You know, this time next week, God willing, we're back at it again with some more topics and some more spiciness.
All right. I like that. All right. Give your little closing statement, sir. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up, so I know you want to be a part of it. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. And if you're in the group, you can give your feedback, and they actually communicate you know, with you. So that's a plus. Let's show our support for one another. LSO, you can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com. That's TREATS, the letter NTHINGS, LSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. If you want an autographed copy of any of the books or the playing cards, you have to come through LSO in order to get it. But I'm also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can order Miss K book at kshep-sff.com. That's kayshep-sfrankfrank.com. In closure for this evening, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continues to have a phenomenal Monday night ride, and we hope you enjoyed the journey with us, and we hope it was enlightening and strengthening. You learned something in the conversation, and as you know, we come at this full transparency. There's no holds barred. We're not pleading the fifth. We're giving you all that we have, so we hope that you appreciate that. We hope that you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic, Second Chances, What Is It Worth to You, Part 2. Some pieces of advice in reference to giving second chances: communicate. Communication is the most important, because people are not mind readers. You can't assume a person understands or a person knows what it is that you never said anything to. If someone hurt your feelings, let them know. If someone did something to harm you, let them know. Sometimes, unbeknownst to people, they don't know that they're actually doing this. You may see it as they know what they're doing, but sometimes they really don't. So ultimately, just communicate. If you communicate, that will solve all of that. Another point is, be sure this is what you want. Don't just go around giving out second chances just because you're the second chance king or queen. Give it to someone who's really deserving to be in your life and be a part of your life. And don't feel like you're being forced because it's something comfortable or something familiar. Let that go, because everything that's good to you is not good for you. Another pointer, make sure it is a healthy decision. Don't let go of something that you see the potential because you're angry. Be sure to be open and be honest. And being open and honest is not just for the person. It's ultimately for you. Be open and honest with yourself so that you can make a conscious decision as to what you want in your life. Another pointer is, once the issue or issues have been addressed, stop revisiting them once you're upset. Learn to let things go. Easier said than done, I know, but you have to let it go. You can't say you forgive someone or give someone a second chance, but you're still harboring on the issue that they're improving from. You have to let it go. And the last point I'm going to give you is, leave the amen corner out of your business. You can have that amen corner that will talk you out of something that may be the very best thing for you. Just because you had a little hiccup in it don't mean you have to throw it all away. You have to figure out what the potential is in any and every in everything in your life. Some, you know, leave that amen corner right where they are. And this is the last Monday in July 2021. What have you accomplished this month? You know, even your small steps in the right direction is a great accomplishment. Have you paid it forward to anyone? Even something as simple as purchasing someone behind you online, purchasing their meal, or, you know, giving somebody information that you may have seen. Have you done that lately? If you haven't, start paying it forward. Why? Because you need to. I hope you had an amazing weekend, and I hope you have an amazing week coming up. And I hope you are living in your moment, because that's all we have. We have the moment that we are in. We have our right now with the possibility of a tomorrow, because tomorrow is not guaranteed that any one of us is going to open our eyes to see it. Stop taking things for granted. I'm saying that, oh, we're going to wake up in the morning. No, it's not necessarily the case. So don't take things for granted. And remember to love on yourself. Why? Because you are deserving on purpose. Step into your greatness. Begin letting your light shine. Why? Because now is your time. Now is the time. It's waiting on you to make the first move. So you know what? Time. So what? It may have taken days, years, months, whatever the case may be. Change your seat now and start manifesting it. Through God's grace and mercy, listen, we can have it all. Now is the time. Set yourself up. Strive until you thrive. It's an overall lifestyle change. And the key thing is you can go at your pace. You don't have to worry about where everybody else is. You go at your pace to make the moves right for you. It only requires those small steps. LSO PSA, look in the mirror every day and embrace your highs and lows and tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself a positive affirmation every day and walk in it. Why? Because you need some positivity to open up your day and expose you to new things and get your mind right. Learn to love on yourself even with your visible flaws and battle wounds. Those are the scars that make you who you are today. We are all created to stand out. That's on you if you're behind the scenes, because you were created to stand out. There is more of each and every one of us to come. So you know what? You need to step out and shine. Your approval is all that is needed. Stop looking to the amen corner for approval. No, 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 no. Step out on faith. Dive head first if possible. Pun intended. This is your journey to travel, and sometimes you have to travel alone. And in traveling alone, know that God is always with you. Sometimes your friends, you got to drop them off by the wayside, but you know what? God is with you. Be the reason for your smile, and because smiling is contagious, be the reason someone else smiles too. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live in every moment happily. Stop looking to others to narrate your story. You are enough. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO Miss K, and also this evening, Antonio, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the show and hanging out with us. We invite you to continue on this radio journey and know that we'll be with you, if God's will, next Monday. Don't forget to pay it forward. Light your candle light will not dull by lighting someone else's candle from your stem. We all can shine brightly and in no competition with one another. Be safe. If God's will, we'll talk next week. Stay prayed up. Be careful and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey and hashtag love yourself organically. Miss K, what's your hashtag? K, what's your hashtag? Okay, Antonio, what's your hashtag?
Oh, I don't really have a hashtag. I don't, you know.
Okay, well, love yours in sweetness, LSO. Good night, everyone.
Okay, good night.